I think you guys have done the last week has been special. It's also got to think kind of wears on the legs a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that, but we'll look at last year's championship. It was the same type of thing. And I think we've definitely put in a lot of fitness throughout the year to prepare us for something like this. We feel more excitement than tiredness.
Is there anything you can do as a keeper to kind of control your back line so they're not, like, wearing down in the last 45 minutes? I know you play off your line pretty far, so you're acting like as a fifth defender almost. But so what can you do as a keeper to kind of help out?
Well, definitely, I mean, the less that the backs have to chase back, the better. So if I can play a high line and sweep for us so that we don't get into those situations, but also just keeping track of their players and keeping the long through balls. And I think mostly just controlling your head, you know, will keep you from getting too tired.
Is it hard to do that playing a little less conservatively, playing that high line when you're going against a Marta and Sinclair?
Well, you're definitely more aware of their speed when you come through, so you have to be careful of that. But really, you got to let the nerves die away because you got to go out there and perform, or if you're scared, you're going to blow it.
Do you feel like this is a home game for you, since you're home?
It feels great to be able to play in front of my family and everyone. You know, we're just filling out the ticket list, have a bunch of people coming. But, yeah, anytime we're with this team, though, we just make it a home game. So, sure.
Did you really have confidence in your team, yourself and your team, that after that 4-1 loss on September 11th that you would be back here September 26th?
You know, absolutely. We had kind of a rough go the last part of our season. But really, as soon as you get into the playoffs, all that clears away. So our wins or losses, anything that happened before, we look at this as a whole new season.
How does it feel to be the number one keeper in the playoffs?
You know, I'm just glad I have a chance to go out there and play for my team. Really excited to get the opportunity. So.
What do you think Gold Pride's had over you in the season series this year? Why have they been able to be as good against you guys as they have been?
I think they definitely have really strong athletic talent on their team and a lot of confidence. But, you know, it's just the momentum of games also, because I think we came out here before, we were really in the game playing, and then when you give away a goal, it can change things a little bit. But they just, you know, they have great players and they're a good team. I think we are too, and we just have to work a little bit harder for it.
Do you think scoring the first goal is important? I know you came back from a one-goal deficit on Thursday. How important, though, against Gold Pride will it be to get to that early lead?
Well, our team definitely were fighters, and we have come back from behind. So I think I'd love to have us go up first, but really we're going to prepare for anything that happens. We're gonna get back in there.
The component of you, and you've got two of your college teammates out here on this team.
Yeah.
What's that like? How?
Oh, we did a little UC clap LA after the game. You know, I love playing with these girls. I'm really, even Krizik, a bunch of the players, we've played together for so many years. So it really is a family for us. We love to win it for each other and go out there.
When you do the UC, what's Amy's response?
We don't really talk about it. She knows.
Did you get to stop double sessions? How long ago did you stop double sessions?
We didn't, you know, if the game hadn't been so early tomorrow, we might have had a training session before the game. We're not about stopping, we're go, go, go.
But are you happy that that's kind of over with and you can just put it all on the
field? I actually
tomorrow?
Had a glimpse ahead of next year, thinking about preseason, and I had to just bring myself back to tomorrow. It's kind of a scary thought, but you know, when we look back, we've had so many practices, but really it's been great, and I think you have to attribute so much of our success to that, how hard we've worked and our chemistry together.
You think it'll all pay off tomorrow?
Hope so. I think we've got as good a shot as anyone.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.